Good evening. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Time now for some NBA conversation. Earlier, I had an opportunity to spend some time in an exclusive interview with the Dallas Mavericks' Monte Ellis, and we had a chance to talk about his newest teammate in Amari Stoudemire.
Good evening. It's wonderful to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, a number of storylines that we want to get into, but at the forefront nationally, of course, is the addition of Amari Stoudemire, and obviously he's going to fortify your front line. He is a high efficiency reserve. What does his addition, what are you looking forward to the most with him coming on board?
Come off the bench and give that that toughness, the scoring and the defense, and you know that veteran leadership with most of the young guys that he'll be in, and you know, to just come in and bring, you know, what he's been doing for so long in this league, and that's rebounding, scoring, and blocking shots.
Well, Monte, you know this well. Chemistry is so key. And the good news is that Tyson Chandler and Amari were already teammates in New York, and so they already have that special bond. But when a new player comes on board, like Rondo in the month of December, what do you do to help a player get comfortable and to acclimate within Coach Carlisle's system?
Being, you know, a veteran guy coming in and been in so many different situations and been with so many coaches. When you come into a situation like with Rick Carlisle, I think that it's easy for you to adapt to the type of game and system that he's bring. And playing against him for so long, you pretty much know their system of, you know, how, you know, playing against him or whatever. But, you know, when you're a veteran guy, it's not that hard to teach you, you know, to come in and show you what to expect. It's all about, you know, you growing up as a player, been in this league for so long, and you bringing your talent and what you can do to this system and what you can do to this team.
Okay, the Dallas Mavericks currently are 36-19. You guys are fifth in the Western Conference right now. And obviously with these massive trade that went down in the month of December, the acquisition now of Amari, what is your view, your belief of the Dallas Mavericks and what they might be able to accomplish? Because it's much more than just taking a team like the Spurs to seven games. Are you guys a title contender?
We got to grow. Like we had, you know, Rondo and Amari, and Broussard back, and so we still have to, you know, come together as a team. Got to take it game by game. Can't put a stamp on it. The thing we have to do is just get better, better, grow as a team, and try to finish this second half strong, going into the playoff and see what happens.
Let's narrow our focus and talk about you. You're obviously coming off the hip injury against the Clippers February 9th. I know Maverick fans, NBA fans, we want to know, how are you doing? Are you 100% and have you been able to regain that flexibility?
I'm good. You know, if I can walk, I can play. You know, throughout the season, there's always going to be nicks and bruises. You know, been in the league for 10 years, so I know how to, you know, maintain that control. What I can control, and that is scratching a lot, ice, and you know, little things like that. But other than that, my body feel good. The hip is doing, you know, 95% better. But you know, as the season go on, it get better due time. And you know, we got a great medical staff that, you know, how to handle the situation. And so I just put it in their hands, go out and do what I need to do and let them do their job. We're a great team together and move on.
Well, you're right. Your head athletic trainer, Casey Smith, just does an outstanding job and his staff. But what is the key to your durability? Games that you've played, your bounce back ability, the fact that you had that injury on Monday night, on February 9th, and you were able to play against the Jazz on that Wednesday.
Me, I just hate watching basketball from the sidelines. Like I said, if I'm able to walk, I can go out and play. No matter, you know, how banged up or how serious the injury is. When it's time to play, I just block that out. Don't think about it. And when the game is over with, is when I attack it, what I need to do. And, you know, the off days or practice days and maintain it like that. But when it's time to play, it's time to play.
I understand a few years ago you tore a ligament in your hand and you were dipping it in paraffin wax before the game. Monte, do you still do that? I'm familiar with that because I like to get a pedicure.
Yeah, I did it. I did my first one when I was at Golden State with my ring finger. And I used to do it before every game. And then I came here and end up doing my middle finger. And so it balances it out, make it feel good, and take my mind off of it.
You know, we're talking about getting rested and recharging. I want to get your comments. Commissioner Adam Silver had talked about during the All-Star break just the point of emphasis on perhaps eliminating so many back-to-backs, four games in five nights. Give us a player's perspective on the fatigue factor, and how concerned are you about that?
I don't worry about it. You know what I mean, I just play the game. I let them handle that. But I think for certain guys, you know, back-to-backs will, you know, hurt guys, or it can help them. But me personally, I don't care. I mean, like I said, I just work here. I just want to play basketball.
Well, I know you're trying to get on the road. We've got to wrap up our interview. My final question for you is, I mean, there's so much more I would love to get into, but what is it like playing for an elite owner like Mark Cuban? I think back to when you hit that game-winning shot against your former team, the Bucks. There's Mark running out onto the floor, celebrating with you. I mean, you're such an inspirational player, and your owner, he loves it.
It's great. This organization is one of the best organization in basketball, one of the top in sports, period. And, you know, we have one of the most energetic, competitive owner in the world. And if your owner that sits in the seats and sits by the bench and make all the moves that he needs to make to get the team better, and he have that enthusiasm and that intensity and that aggression, is, you know, just sitting on the bench, is always, as a player, you would think that, you know, most guys would want to go out and do the same on the court and do it for him. And, you know, he put a great group of staff within this whole organization that's kind, warm, and very helpful of what we do on and off the court. And so this whole organization is just a top-notch, grade A, wonderful place to be in.
Sounds like it's your final destination here at Dallas, right?
I hope so.
Well, congratulations on an amazing season. Mm-hmm. You are truly playing your best basketball of your career, and as an NBA enthusiast, it's just so much fun to watch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You stick around. Always the biggest and the very best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.